The crisis for American honeybees is growing. More than 40% of them died in the last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So let's talk to Steve Tillman. He's with the Michigan Beekeepers Association. Steve, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you first of all tell us, how are your own hives faring?
Well, it's good things and bad things. The winter of the previous winter, I lost all of my colonies, 18. So last summer, I had to start over again. Given the fact that we're starting from scratch, and I'm not alone in that situation, we were able to build up our colonies to about 11 colonies going into the late summer of last year, early fall. We had some lost before the winter set in, and of the 11 colonies, I believe right now I have one that's surviving.
Well, to my, you know, untrained ears, this sounds terrible to me. When we say lost, is it that the bees are gone from the hive, from the colony, that they've all died? I mean, what exactly does that mean?
It could be either, but basically they died, and there was no bees in the hive the following spring. Sometimes the bees, like in the colony collapse disorder, they're physically gone. There's nothing there. In other instances, some of the bees still remain in the what we call the winter cluster in the hive, but they're all perished. They're not alive, and you just have to start over again.
Now, there's a lot of competing ideas about why this might be happening, but we're seeing this year-on-year increase in the number of colonies that are lost. Do you have any sense as to why it might have happened to you and your bees?
It appears as if it's sort of like the perfect storm coming together. There's a series of things that are happening that are sort of all coming together at once. Some of them have to do with a parasite on the bees, which are called a varroa mite. There's, of course, the widespread use of neonicotinoids on a farming crop.
That's a pesticide, right?
That is a pesticide that's used in a seed coating. It's a systemic. It means it's incorporated in the plant. Something like 98% of corn and soybeans planted in North America are treated with this pesticide. You can't get around it. And there's some pretty good mounting evidence that the exposure to this definitely affects the bees. And then also we're seeing a influx of pathogens and diseases that are not weren't here in North America before, and they're starting now to show up in the last few years. And all of these things are sort of coming together to create the problems that the beekeepers are currently having.
Now, bees are just so essential for the environment, for the ecosystem, for our food supply, being the pollinators that they are.
Absolutely.
Have you started to see the effects of, you know, the decrease in the number of colonies regarding, you know, how farmers are doing what they're doing in your area?
In our area, not so much, because I'm in the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes states, and there's other native pollinators that are out there. However, honeybees are sort of like the canary in the mine. As honeybees go, so do the other pollinators, because they're all feeding on the same food base. And so the bumblebees and the native pollinators that are out there are also affected. The problem is that no one pays attention to them as we do with the honeybees. Honeybees are a managed animal, and we pay attention to what's going on.
Well, Mr. Tillman, I mean, I'm looking at the yearly losses that the colonies have endured in the past couple of years.
Right.
45% in 2012, 34% in 2013, 42% last year, losses of managed honeybee colonies. I mean, how much more can the bees sustain before, I mean, they're gone or basically before it's just they're not viable anymore?
Well, clearly the trend that you talked about is unsustainable. Beekeepers are a sort of a determined lot, and we start over again when we have these losses. But the long-term process is unsustainable.
Well, Steve Tillman is with the Michigan Beekeepers Association. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.